Classic Hits, K-Wing 106, good morning, and yes, happy Wednesday. And hey, we are fairly lucky here at K-Wing because the one and only Mike Arturi, he likes to come in the studio. He must like me or something.
Of course I like you.
Okay, well, good. He likes to come in the studio, talk live in the studio once a month. Every Friday, we do have our Minute with Mike at this time.
Yep.
But now you're here in the studio. We want to talk a little bit about why it's good to know a lot about a little about a lot of things. Now,
the reverse, a lot about a little,
a lot. I think I said that backwards. I don't know how it came out, but that's exactly what you mean. Because sometimes people are wondering, should I know everything about one thing? You know, like, should I just dive completely headfirst into maybe an instrument, or it could be writing, whatever the case may be. But you're saying it's actually better to dabble in a lot of different things.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, well, then I'm completely confused.
I only want to talk about knowing a lot about a little, meaning I guess you could correlate it to being a specialist, maybe, you know.
So you want to be a specialist.
I'm just talking about it.
Sure.
You know, I don't advocate it it's just something I wanted to talk about because I thought it was interesting. And I was thinking about, you know, naturally I relate everything to music and then that filters down to, for me, to drumming, you know. And as a drummer, you know, this is an awkward thing to say, and all of those out there in radio land that might be hearing me, I don't brag, you know, I'm not that kind of a person, you know. But there's very little that I can't do on a drum set, okay? But there's also very little that I'm phenomenal at, okay? So I'm really good at, I'm a rock and roll drummer. I was born in 1953. The year rock and roll was allegedly born, you know, mm-hmm. or right around that time anyway. So those rhythms, you know, have been in my body and my soul and my mind, you know, since birth. And that style of playing is the one that I can most naturally play best. I could do all kinds of things. You know, I can make any kind of music function, but I'm exceptional at playing rock and roll music, you know. So, and I'm talking about, you know, not heavy metal, you know, not, you know, although I've played in, you know, in my day, you know, our heavy metal was Led Zeppelin, you know, and
sure,
Who
right.
and all that, mm-hmm. you know. So I played in bands that played all that kind of music and loved it, you know. But I've seemed to work most in the realm of original rock and roll, and which probably landed me in the Love and Spoonful and with Gary Lewis and, you know, and all the other great artists from the 60s that I played with. So, thinking about that, you know, I think it's something to pay attention to. If you excel at something, or if you feel natural about something, say you're interested in whatever it might be, you know, I'm gardening for some reason is coming to my mind,
well,
you know,
sure,
or
yeah.
anything, you know, anything you might, you know, whatever you do for a living or whatever you like to do, there might be one area of it that really comes natural and really you feel really connected to, and I think you should go ahead and connect to those things and be an expert, you know, in a more specified field or a more specified
sure.
realm of whatever you like. And I think it's kind of important because it, you know, it's you resonating, you know, through what you do. So, and I'm not saying not to, I mean, I study to this day, you know, I still study things that I don't know. I practice almost every day, you know, and I take lessons, you know, and I'm always working on improving my craft as a musician and a drummer. But where I feel most at home is playing rock and roll music, you know. So, you know, I just thought it was interesting, you know, it crossed my mind the other day, and I thought it might be something to share, you know, and that's kind of what I'm trying to say.
Excellent. Well, Mike, you're always so full of wisdom, and we would love to have you in the studio more than just once a month, but we are lucky for your time, so thank you.
Well, thanks. I seem like I have wisdom because we're only together for 2 minutes, you know, so...
Well, hey, if we were together longer than 2 minutes, just imagine what would happen, right?
I know.
It's a little scary, actually. But yes, it is Mike Arturi, the drummer of Lovin' Spoonful. He also is the director at Universal Music Center. And hey, big turn's happening, so you're going to be out and about, right?
Oh, well, we're performing.
Yeah,
Universal Music Center is performing from 5 to 7 at the United Lutheran Church, and we have a very, very special lineup of celebrity guests joining us. We're going to have Matt Fink from Prince and the Revolution. We're going to have Wayne McFarlane from Ipso Facto. We're going to have one of the members of the Suburbs, and a couple other very, very high-profile, legendary Minneapolis musicians are going to join us, and we're going to be doing a special announcement of something that's coming to town. I don't want to talk about it because we're going to reveal it that day. You know,
okay.
So please, if you're around, you know, for big term, come and see us. We'll be playing from 5 to 7. The students are going to be great. They're all fired up. They're going to do phenomenal performances. We have a student rock band that's going to do a Pat Benatar song and some original music and, you know, all great performers. So it's going to be really a lot of fun. And I'm going to host a community drum circle at the end of it for about 15 or 20 minutes. So I'll have all my hand drums there, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So join us.
Excellent. Well, it is Mike Arturi. Yes, the drummer of Lovin' Spoonful, director of Universal Music Center, live in studio. Make sure you join us every Friday morning at 7:45 for a minute with Mike. So thanks, Mike.
Thank you.